One year ago, a group of local brewers and craft beer enthusiasts gathered with an idea: a week-long celebration of the Pittsburgh region's craft beers. The first year was deemed a success, and now, in its second year, organizers are hoping for an even bigger showing.
We've got all of Pittsburgh's craft beer heroes here pulling out all the stops to give the city the best craft beer week we can put together.
Scott Smith is the owner and founder of East End Brewing. He says the craft beer movement has exploded nationwide, but is just now starting to really brew in Pittsburgh.
I have to say, compared to the rest of the country, it's taken us a few years to kind of get our legs underneath us, but it's just taken off.
There are now upwards of 14 craft breweries in the region, along with some other smaller brew operations. Colleen Leary is a member of the Craft Beer Week board. She says brewers and craft beer enthusiasts showed strong support last year.
We brought over $2 million to the region, so that's a huge success for the first year. There were 330 events that we knew of, it was great. I think we did an amazing job for throwing that together in a few months.
This year, there are already more than 250 events listed and more being added daily. Andrew Rich is the head brewer at Penn Brewery. He says for those not familiar with craft beer, it's definitely not a Bud Light or Coors type beverage.
There's these huge, giant breweries, international conglomerates that are making tons and tons of beer. You know, they would spill as much as we would make in a year.
Rich likens the craft beer movement to the local food movement, an opportunity to get fresher, better quality ingredients closer to the source.
The whole craft beer thing that's taking off are these small independent breweries that are kind of doing their own thing, and it's kind of like a local artisan kind of feel for the way that the beers are being made. But it's basically top quality stuff that's we try some different flavors here and there and get to experiment with stuff.
East End Brewing's Scott Smith agrees and adds it also allows beer enthusiasts to boost local businesses.
Oh, it's a great chance for locals to embrace locals. It's amazing what's happening in the local beer scene and the number of breweries popping up left and right. So it's a good chance for people to get out and see what's happening in their own backyard. As we like to say, don't buy beer from strangers. Go visit your local brewery.
Craft Beer Week features events including a beer barge, which sold out within minutes of tickets going on sale, beer dinners, and tastings in a variety of settings, including a couple of grocery stores. One of the other draws? Collaboration beers. These are unique beers imagined and made by groups of local brewers and offered only during Craft Beer Week. Last year, there were 3 collaboration brews. Rich says this year, there are 5 made by a total of 25 regional brewers.
They can kind of see how everybody's, you know, how the other side works and the different equipment, because yes, we're all making beer, but we're all making beer differently and we're making different styles. So it's kind of a unique thing, because then you're also building relationships. It makes for a good camaraderie within this crazy business that we're in of making beer.
For brewers and drinkers, Rich says Craft Beer Week also offers a glimpse behind the scenes.
People are like, that's great, you make beer. And I'm like, well, it's not all beer waterfalls and Oompa Loompas running around in the back, but it's hard, dirty work, but it beats working. So, you know, it's very enjoyable.
Pittsburgh Craft Beer Week runs April 19th through Saturday, April 27th. A full list of events can be found at PittsburghCraftBeerWeek.com. I'm Deanna Garcia, 90.5 WESA News.